meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The crowd outside the church wrapped all the way around to the back of the church. A visitation for Lisa Lopez Galvin that drew at least 1,000 people offering their support to her family. The visitation was scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. By 5:45, the line was snaking around the block. Lisa Lopez Galvin was killed on February 14th in the mass shooting at Union Station after the Chiefs Super Bowl rally. The Kansas Turnpike Authority has more than a dozen construction projects starting soon, as well as transitioning its tolls to cashless. With the above-average weather approaching, the KTA has announced 20 construction projects across Kansas that will start in March. 7 of those projects are being carried over from 2023, and 13 of the projects are new. I'm Stephanie Austin.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Today, Gary County Emergency Management issued a fire danger warning on social media. According to the GCEM, the Rangeland Fire Index will be in the very high category all day. An elevated risk of fire is expected for much of the state tomorrow and again on Thursday. The Riley County Fire District shared a Facebook post and reiterated there is to be no outdoor burning in Riley County today. If you think you see a wildfire, call 911 immediately. It's possible that more Amtrak routes could be passing through Kansas. Right now, the Federal Railroad Administration is conducting a study to assess the restoration of long-distance intercity passenger rail service and new potential routes for Amtrak. The Amtrak Daily Long Distance Service Study began in September of 2022. It was tasked to the FRA under the delegation of the Secretary of Transportation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts spoke to voters in a Grand Island campaign stop earlier this week at the Chocolate Bar. He spent part of his speech saying that President Joe Biden had made plenty of mistakes at the border. Here's what he told KSNB Local 4.
My position is we need to continue to negotiate to get a bill that would help with securing the border and some of the abuses on the border, like what's going on with parole and asylum. But at the end of the day, the president can do this with his own authority.
Senator Ricketts also added that during the Obama and Trump presidencies, parole was given an average of 5,600 times. Last year, President Biden gave parole to 1.2 million people. And other news actors, producers, and screenwriters testified on behalf of Bill 1022, also known as the Cast and Crew Nebraska Act, that would provide a production company with a refundable income tax credit of 20%. And the total credits will be capped off at 25%. $5 million. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia. Home of the simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual banquet was held Saturday evening. Landall Company was named Outstanding Large Business of the Year, and founder Don Landall received the Legacy Award. Temps Disposal won Small Business of the Year. Maureen Christ was named Volunteer of the Year. Jimmy Keller won Black Squirrel of the Year. Woody Wallstrom with Kinsley Mortuary was recognized for Outstanding Customer Service. And Farmer and Florist won Business Design and Beautification. Angela Hackey of Marysville has filed for re-election as Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. And James Lease of Marysville is running for Marshall County Sheriff. Each County Planning Commission elected James Lenners of Adams as chair on a 5-2 vote over incumbent chair Jeff Argo of Wymore. And Derek Damro of Beatrice was elected vice chair 5-2 over Wade Thornburg of Pickerel on that 7-member board. An injury accident was reported in Marysville February 12. Carol Joyce was turning off center at 14th Street and was struck by a semi driven by a Wisconsin man. Joyce was transported to CMH where she was treated and released. Three Washington County rural fire departments were called out Friday for a grass fire, which was quickly contained. Awareness of fire and outside burning is urged as dry conditions continue. Winds have prompted red flag warnings today for much of the state of Nebraska. A 2-year state prison term was set for a Blue Springs man, 41-year-old Brian Forney, on felony charges of attempted intentional child abuse and misdemeanor charges of second-degree false imprisonment contributing to the delinquency of a minor in connection with a relationship with a then 15-year-old girl. Additional charges were dismissed. In another case, probation is set for a Wymore man, 21-year-old Dalton Swartz, on 2 counts of attempted possession of child pornography, with 5 other charges dismissed. That arrest followed online activity investigation by Nebraska State Patrol with a federal search warrant initiated. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann was in Marysville and Hanover for town hall meetings last Thursday and noted the importance of those events.
Town halls are important. And I think we, you know, it's amazing to me that how few members of Congress I talk to, do town halls. I just think it's so important. You know, we have disagreements in this room, absolutely. We all still are Americans. It's great, by the way, if we can have disagreements, get together in one room. You know, meetings like this don't happen in Russia. Don't happen in China, don't happen in North Korea, so we can't ever take that for granted.
Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86 of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of Life services planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower. Patricia E. Dworlcotty, age 96 of Concordia, passed away Saturday. Service to be held Wednesday, 11 a.m. with a rosary at 10:30 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley's in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Patricia Dworlcotty. Michelle L. Heenick, age 49 of Hanover, passed away February 12. Massive Christian burial Friday, March 1st. 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the church. Family will see friends Thursday, 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Kenneth G. Stetnich, aged 91, of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see its friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll continue to see unseasonably warm temperatures early in our forecast. Then a strong cool front works its way into the area late on Tuesday, cooling temperatures closer to where they should be for this time of the year by Wednesday, also bringing in a chance of showers and thunderstorms to the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, high near 80 this afternoon, mainly sunny. Tonight, becoming cloudy. Slight chance of seeing some rain, low near 59. Chance of showers and storms on Tuesday, high of 75. Tuesday night, chance of showers and storms, low near 42. Wednesday, chance of seeing some rain and some snow. Temperatures cool to 36 degrees by evening. On Thursday, lots of sunshine, high of 45. On Friday, high of 54. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on the Weatherology Weather Center.
Average high temperature late February 49, record high on this date 78. The average low 25 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:16, sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
Ailing animals can't tell us what's bothering them, but a clever veterinarian has found a new diagnostic tool for aging kitty cats. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 26th, the 57th day of the year. Musician Johnny Cash was born on this day, and New York City installed its first traffic lights in 1930. Would you know if your cat was suffering from osteoarthritis? It's a common feline affliction, but their aloof personalities and tendency to hide symptoms means it often goes undiagnosed. Rather than limping, cats will shift weight on their paws in a way that outwardly looks normal while they suffer in silence. But a Swedish veterinarian has been using a novel diagnostic tool. A simple pressure mat can detect if a cat is unevenly shifting its weight. It's proven to be a reliable tool for finding what's bothering fussy felines and cantankerous kitties. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for college hoops across the Mid-America region and in the state of Kansas as the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the Texas Longhorns on Saturday, winning at 86-67 and putting them up to a 21-6 overall record. High scorer for the night went to Hunter Dickinson, putting 20 points on the board with 7 rebounds and 2 assists. John Harris Jr. had 14 points with Nicholas Timberlake at 13. KJ Adams Jr. and Johnny Furphy both had 16 points for the night. The win keeps the Jayhawks at the number 3 slot in the Big 12 Conference as they are sitting 9-5 in conference play, just behind Houston and Iowa State. In Wildcat basketball, it was a good weekend as well as they topped the number 25 BYU at Cougars with an 84-74 victory on Saturday as well. Arthur Kaluma had 28 points on the board for the night with 10 rebounds and 4 assists, putting the Wildcats at 6-8 in conference play and 16-11 overall. They stay at home for their matchup again tonight as the West Virginia Mountaineers head to Lawrence with tip-off at 6 p.m.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Claims Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Free play and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
State wrestling tournaments in the state of Kansas wrapped up over the weekend, with some records being broken across the state as a handful of girl wrestlers made history, including Dodge City's Ashley Alonzo and Cape and Mount Carmel's Jayla Johnson, becoming the first girl state champions in school history for their schools. At the same time, for their third straight finals, the Maysouth Maya Howell became the first girls state champion in Mays' Unified School District 266. In the guys' wrestling categories, Mays senior Aiden Flores went back-to-back to finish out their high school senior career, winning the 6A 190-pound title to finish out a perfect 47-0 season. In the 5As, the championship goes to Goddard's Jacob Goodwin, claiming his second straight 5A championship award. Looking at the 138-pound weight class in a 5-1 decision for the 5A conference, Mays South freshman Joshua Kerr and Andover's Adam Mackey ended their careers as two-time state champions. In the 4A division, Rose Hill walked away with the victory, with their team winning the state title with 157.5 points. At American Network Sports.
Marysville High senior Carter Trimble finished 6th in the state wrestling tournament, lost the final match 4-2 in overtime. Carter Trimble finishes with over 100 career wins at MHS. High school basketball substates tip off tonight. Marysville boys have a number 6 seed at 3rd seed Nemahal Central for a third meeting between the two teams. 7 o'clock live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Top seed Beloit will host Minneapolis. Second seed Rossville is home to Riley County. And fourth seed St. Mary's is home to Silver Lake. 2A girls tip off. Top seed Valley Heights entertains Republic County. Tip at 7. Second seed Sacred Heart hosting Lincoln. Third seed Wabunsee home to Jackson Heights. Fourth seed Bennington home to Mission Valley.
Burn off a few calories and reinvigorate your landscape with a bit of late winter pruning. It's a good time to prune summer flowering shrubs like Japanese spirea, potentilla, and Annabelle hydrangeas that need some taming. It's also the best time to rejuvenate overgrown and neglected spring flowering shrubs like lilacs and forsythia. You'll sacrifice a few of their blossoms this spring, but greatly improve their overall health and beauty. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider gradual renewal pruning for suckering shrubs like forsythia, lilac, and red twig dogwood that continually produce new stems. Remove any dead and damaged branches and a few of the older, thicker stems to ground level. Repeat yearly on overgrown plants for 3 or 4 years. By the end of this period, you'll have a smaller plant with leaves from top to bottom. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Where was the first rodeo held? You'll find some debate on the actual beginning point of the sport, with several towns laying claim to some part of the story. But today, I'll take you to the place that proclaims it is the world's oldest rodeo. There are some reasons behind their title, and the event is very much alive in that city today. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Jim Dewey Brown explains, there are several places in the U.S. that make claims about being the birthplace of rodeo.
Deer Trail, Colorado, they had a bronc ride in Pecos, Texas. They had a steer open.
And Payson, Arizona lays claim to a rodeo that began in 1884. However, Prescott, Arizona proclaims itself as the world's oldest rodeo. Jim says there are five criteria they use to back up that title.
They had a committee. They formed a committee. They added money, so there was prize money. They invited the contestants. They kept records, which was huge at that time. And then the big thing was, is they charged admission.
The date was July 4th, 1888, when that first rodeo with those criteria was held here in Prescott. And the events were somewhat similar to what we'd expect to see at a rodeo today.
Steer roping, your bronc riding, your calf roping, tie down roping type events, races, wild horse race or cow pony race. Those are kind of the things that you did on a ranch.
In 1913, the rodeo moved to the site where it is still held today. And the name became the Prescott Frontier Days, always held over the 4th of July. Times change, but not all things change here.
It's kind of a healthy mix of a little of history and a little new. There's things that you can replace and tear down and bring up to modern standards. And then there's stuff you don't want to touch that because it's historic.
One of the things that has changed very little is the place spectators sit.
The old grandstands are there. You know, we have to upgrade the wood benches every now and then and repaint.
And those seats have a vivid red, white, and blue paint pattern. There's more to the story of the world's oldest rodeo. And this next time, as we travel the countryside in Prescott, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day.
lot of water, so make sure there's enough in the tank for everyone. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tank size depends on where it's located and how often cattle come to it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Drink 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight every day. Multiply that in the hot summer months or if the cow is lactating. It's important to have a big enough watering tank so every animal can get the water it needs. But how do you calculate if it's enough? Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says the placement of the tank and how often they're coming to it is critical.
If cattle are grazing a large area and they're specifically going to come up to that tank to get water and they may only come up once or twice a day, then I need a capacity for everybody to come up that wants to get a drink to be able to get a drink. So if I've got a cow that's drinking 10 to 20 gallons a day and I'm going to have 20 cows come up, I may need a pretty big tank if they're all going to get a drink at once so they don't have to wait for it to refill before they leave.
If your cows are on a small pasture and have easy access to water throughout the day, you may not need a large capacity tank.
I've seen situations work where they may have a 5-gallon tank, relatively small, that refills because the cattle can come up and they kind of mingle and go through. And a lot of times, observing will let you dictate what's my use scenario. Do I always see there's either 20 cows at the water or zero, or do I see 1 and 2 come up at their leisure?
Cattle will drink from the nearest water source. White says where your water tanks are placed also greatly influences how much water is consumed and the pasture getting even efficient grazing. Learn more about livestock watering systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a public auction of shop tools with a utility trailer plus some beer signs and collectibles for the Todd Landall Estate. Saturday, March 2nd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th Street in Marysville. They'll be selling a 5x8-foot tilt bed, ATV and mower trailer, tools and miscellaneous, jacks, jack stands, a double-door cooler, 6-foot fold-up picnic tables, oversized shop fan, extension cords, ladders. Collectibles include a Red Wing 5-gallon water cooler, Coca-Cola Heist cooler on a stand, over 40 metal advertising signs, and lighted beer signs. This estate auction for Todd Landall, Saturday, March 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
An obstacle to keeping kids safe and healthy on the farm. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Since the early 2000s, the number of children who are injured or killed in farm-related incidents has been decreasing steadily. But another trend underway could change that. Barbara Lee is director of the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
As of this month, there are 28 states that have introduced some type of legislation to weaken the child labor laws. And there are 10 states that have actually enacted certain laws that allow children to work longer hours, work weekends, maybe work alone, maybe work with some hazardous equipment.
However, adds Lee,
at the same time, we're starting to see a few other states that are taking the reverse strategy and trying to strengthen their child labor laws. We hear that industry is driving to allow kids to work longer hours and have more exposures, I would say. A lot of this is tied into, you know, the declining labor force, the importance of earning money for some children, especially for immigrant families. And it's a really interesting topic to watch.
There's a link to a webinar recording featuring Lee's presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Learn, share, and grow with the FFA, providing real-world experiences for our next Ag Leader, recognizing our youth involved in local programs. From Rob Olmsted Real Estate and Olmsted Auctions, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Marysville Livestock, and the Christie Anders Funeral Home.
Hello, my name is Dustin Denton, and I am a junior at Valley Heights High School. As I serve as this year's president of the Valley Heights FFA chapter, I have enjoyed competing in the speech and interview contests and really look forward to the livestock judging contest. My favorite part about FFA is definitely the leadership roles I'm able to hold and young people's lives I'm able to impact.
Hi, my name is Emma Harries, and I'm the president of the Marysville FFA chapter. I'm a senior this year, and I've been in FFA for 4 years. My favorite competition to participate in is floriculture because I enjoy identifying plants. Being an FFA officer is beneficial because of the teamwork and leadership skills you learn along the way. I encourage all students to join FFA because it's an organization that advocates for agriculture and teaches valuable life skills.
Learn, share, and grow with the FFA, providing real-world experiences for our next Ag Leader. Recognizing our youth involved in local programs. From Rob Olmsted Real Estate and Olmsted Auction, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Marysville Livestock, and the Christie Anders Funeral Home.
Good Monday. Simsmack with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. By following the best available science, policymakers can ensure farmers and biofuel producers can continue leading the transition to clean energy. Growth Energy CEO Emily Scores says that sound science includes using the GREET model to boost the emerging sustainable aviation fuel industry.
We have a unique opportunity to get sustainable aviation fuel into emerging markets, and it's critical that we take advantage of that. Crop-based inputs are the only viable sources of clean, renewable energy available in large enough volumes to truly decarbonize the skies. To get there, the U.S. Department of Treasury must ensure that biofuel producers can take full advantage of new tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act. That means using the GREET model to properly reward climate-smart agriculture. Some political forces are looking to meddle with the data collected by the GREET team at Argonne National Lab solely to cut farmers out of the SAF market. That's why we're continuing to urge IRS to follow sound science when it comes to eligibility for new tax incentives.
Several groups are calling on the Biden administration to inject different assumptions into the GREET model. Score goes on to say that those differences would not benefit the ethanol industry, and she goes on to talk about the right solution.
U.S. ethanol is a sustainable fuel, and the most updated science continues to show that bioethanol ethanol delivers a nearly 50% carbon reduction compared to gasoline. And we're using the same number of corn acres that farmers have used over the last century. We need policymakers to support investments to further reduce the carbon intensity of American-made ethanol. That's why it's critical that this administration protect the scientific integrity of the GREET model from political meddling.
Once again, that is Growth Energy CEO Emily Score. She also commented on the Environmental Protection Agency granting the request from 8 Midwestern states to sell year-round E15 beginning in 2025. She says it's great news, but also notes drivers will need a solution for this summer to minimize disruptions and make sure they have continued access to E15.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Drink a lot of water, so make sure there's enough in the tank for everyone. Tank size depends on location and how often cattle come to it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Can drink 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight every day. Multiply that in the hot summer months or if the cow is lactating. It's important to have a big enough watering tank so every animal can get the water it needs. But how do you calculate if it's enough? Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says the placement of the tank and how often they're coming to it is critical.
If cattle are grazing a large area and they're specifically going to come up to that tank to get water and they may only come up once or twice a day, then I need a capacity for everybody to come up that wants to get a drink to be able to get a drink. So if I've got a cow that's drinking 10 to 20 gallons a day and I'm going to have 20 cows come up, I may need a pretty big tank if they're all going to get a drink at once.
If your cows are on a small pasture and have easy access to water throughout the day, you may not need a large capacity tank.
I've seen situations work where they may have a 5-gallon tank, relatively small, that refills because the cattle can come up and they kind of mingle and go through. And a lot of times, observing will let you dictate what's my use scenario. Do I always see there's either 20 cows at the water or zero? Or do I see 1 and 2 come up at their leisure?
White says where your water tanks are placed also greatly influences the pasture getting even efficient grazing. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about livestock watering systems at agriculture.com.
Nails by Tina recognizes all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From all of your friends at Nails by Tina in Beatrice, where ear piercing, manicures, pedicures, and acrylic nails are our specialties.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still more of the same choppy two-sided trade today. However, here through the midday portion, we are seeing mixed to mostly higher numbers in the grains now. Still mixed in the livestock with February live cattle up 50 cents at 186.10, April up 47 at 188.37. Mixed for the feeder cattle markets, the March contract down 67 cents at 253.90. April drops 30 at 259.67. Noteworthy, though, there are gains in the later months. Same story for the hogs as April and May are both lower, and then later into the year we do start to see some gains. April down 87 at 86.32, with May down 12 cents at $90.72 per hundredweight. Into the grains, the market extremely oversold on going liquidation relative to March futures after some were caught long on basis contracts, certainly impacting a lot this week and probably going to be seeing that a lot for the upcoming days until we finish the month of February. Higher for both corn and wheat right now. March corn up 4 3/4 at 404.5. May's up 5.5 to 419. Double digit gains for the wheat markets in places. March Kansas City wheat up 11 3/4 to 580.5. May's up 11 cents at 576.5 cents. Oats also double digit higher today. March oats up 10.5 to 375. It's been back and forth for the soybeans. They just ticked back slightly higher. March soybeans up 0.25 cent to 11.33 1/4. May up 3/4 at 11.42.5. Mixed in the meal, March meal is up 170 to 333.20, but losses beyond that. And nothing but green for soy oil today. March up 42 points at 44.44. Cotton has also bounced back into the green. March cotton now up 120 to 96.13. A peek through the energy market sees crude oil up $1.50 to $77.99 a barrel. Unleaded gas is now up 6 cents, trading at $2.34 a gallon. March heating oil is up 7 to $2.76, and March natural gas mostly unchanged, but currently up slightly at $1.60. A look through the metals sees February gold down $13.80 at $2,024.80. March silver down 48 cents, trading at $22.50 per ounce. And the dollar index still down 7 at 103.78.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. 36 Kaufman Seed.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Safety in agriculture is important to keep in mind for experienced producers as well as the youth around them. Tawny Larson from the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State reminds us of a few safety considerations and how people can help the program produce wanted information.
So some of the chronic illnesses that we see with producers are respiratory problems as well as hearing deficiencies. Being around dust and anything else that's flying in the air, there's a lot of pollution when you're out there working your fields. That'll be coming up. We'll see a lot of dust and we'll see a lot of smoke. And so it's really important to wear some protection, whether it's a respirator, if what you're doing requires that, or really just even a dust mask. Really try and protect your lungs as well as protecting your hearing. When you're out on tractors and you're working on equipment, if you don't have a cab, or you're not enclosed, maybe you're just tinkering around with it and getting things started up for this season, it's really important to wear hearing protection.
As more big machinery is likely to be on the road, Larson explains what to keep in mind in and around the equipment.
If you're out there on the road, just be really careful when you are thinking of turning left. A lot of times the average citizen doesn't know that they probably shouldn't pass you on the left because you may be turning. And you also need a wide turn. And you might take over to the right a little bit so you can turn left, and they think you're giving that signal to pass. So be as careful as possible in watching to see what's happening behind you. There are a fair amount of accidents during spraying, harvest, and planting seasons.
Larson discusses a survey that is intended for K-State to be able to better understand what farmers and ranchers want from the program.
We received a pilot grant, and we are conducting a survey that when we want to hear from producers, extension agents, anyone that works in ag or the ag industry. And the purpose of this survey is so that we can put together programming that people want. You know, what do they want to see in safety programming? How do they want to receive it? So is it more about machinery, highway safety? For example, there's questions on the survey that pertain to maybe respiratory disorders or hearing loss, eye injuries. That's really important to some people. So we want to hear, like, what do you really need for yourself? And then what do you think is needed in the state? So what have you seen throughout as you work day-to-day in agriculture?
That was project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson. Learn more and take the survey at www.ksu.edu/KASH. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have opened the week in search of direction. Heading into the midday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was fractionally higher. The S&P 500 was down about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite was 0.1% higher. New home sales came in lower than expected, with an estimated 661,000 houses sold in January, according to the Census Bureau. Analysts say high mortgage rates and still high home prices have made it challenging to buy a house. Volkswagen is scrapping plans to roll out its own pickup truck in the U.S. The carmaker already has pickups on the road in Europe, Asia, and Africa. Motor Trend, though, says the closest VW will get in this country is an electric pickup truck under the new Scout brand. That is still years away, though. United Airlines is the latest carrier to hike checked bag fees, following American and JetBlue. The first bag will cost as much as $40. The second could go as high as $50 on United. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Thank you.
Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.